Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
When the sunshine, we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend.
Friendly conversation, meaningful conversation. The good news, and then some. Seven after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Doug and Kara and Victoria, or Doug and Victoria and Kara. You can mix it up any way you want to. Kind of like a smorgasbord. I always had a hard time with that word. Smorgasbord. 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 How's that come out of your mouth? The news today isn't good. The news this weekend isn't good. So what do we do about what's going on? Is there a solution to all this violence, to all this killing, to all this murder, to all this mayhem? And if I suggest a solution, will you buy into it? Will you be saying to yourself during the course of the day, wow, that was a great idea, or man, is he crazy? You know what? I don't really care. If this gets people to thinking in a different way about what's going on, because that's the only way, whatever the thoughts are that you have, the only way that things are going to get different is if we have different thoughts. I was treated once to a philosophy, if you want something different to happen, do something different. So how do you argue with that?
Yeah.
It does. So who's running things now? Look around the world to leaders in most countries, mostly men. Look around the world to most businesses. Who's leading most businesses? Mostly men. Look around to subordinate positions in government, in business, in politics. Government and politics are two different things for me. Politics, one thing. Government means the bureaucrats. But look at all of any, look at the religious organizations. Most every name that you see on board of directors, letterheads that you see, when you get a notification about something, let's say you're a stockholder and you look at the people who are running the company, mostly it's men. So in my opinion, if we are to change the way the world is being run at the grassroots, we better be thinking about getting away from men running things and putting women in charge, not just in charge of the top. I had this philosophy discussion, I think, last week, Victoria, with you. Did I not? Maybe early in the week last week.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what it was that brought me around to thinking this, what event. It wasn't the same stuff. But even if you want to apply it to...
I think it was maybe with Theresa May, with the Brexit.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
and then I was looking around.
Yeah.
If Hillary Clinton is president of the United States, you got Miss Merkel. There are a few women who are running countries. But the problems they have... still in trying to change things is that there are men under them who are exercising using their testosterone instead of the estrogen. Well, for whatever the reason, not important biologically for us to understand it at the moment, but estrogen seems to bring out the best in people, whereas testosterone does not, unless you're in the fight or flight mode. We have developed and survived as a species for whatever number of years we've been on the planet because of fight or flight. Because to survive, we had to kill or be killed. That's not the case now. We don't have to kill these police officers, and these police officers don't have to kill the people that they're arresting.
Exactly.
For the most part. There is, in some circumstances,
right,
there are exceptions, and they are dramatic exceptions. And most of the technology that we have...
They should be dramatic exceptions.
They are, or they've been... proven, the ones that have been done right. And I think if we look back over the last week, the last month, the last year, more of them have been done wrong than been done right. We don't have to dig around in specifics. You know, and you feel, and you understand. And so what do you do to change all that? And if it's, does Hillary Clinton change everything? Nah, I don't know that she does. Is that a start? I don't know. My daughter and I had this conversation actually yesterday when we were eating breakfast. We were talking about Hillary, and I keep going back and forth here in this whole circle of things because there are so many things that Donald Trump says that I appreciate, I approve of, I identify with. They are the rhetoric is an answer to my concerns. I don't know, and neither will none of us will know, unless and until he's elected president. Mrs. Clinton is known. The other people are known. Is there a wholesale change about to develop here? My sense is that that isn't going to happen, but it could be on my wish list. This is something that won't happen tomorrow. It won't happen next week, next month, next year. But it certainly is something to think about. Aren't you tired of the way things are? So I'm giving you an opportunity to think about an option that's different. But think about what the reaction time is for women. What about women? What about female police officers? There's a study that's out today, which actually isn't. It's a reprint of a study that was done after Rodney King in the early 90s in Los Angeles. And the conclusion was very clear. There were no men involved in that circumstance. When there is a record, when you look back across that police department or other police departments in the country, I'd love to talk to William Bratton, who has been the police commissioner in Boston, New York, Los Angeles, and now back to New York again. You got to know this guy knows what he's doing. And I wonder what he would say about this. Victoria, you're there. Maybe there's a way someday when he's having a press conference, you can wander in and say, Mr. Bratton, what do you think about having more, not just a police chief? I believe the police chief in Baltimore is a woman. There are some, I think Washington's police chief is a woman.
Yeah, the D.C. Really? Police chief is, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. But I don't, but if you're dealing with the same stuff under you, is that,
yeah, I don't know
a,
that
how
the
do you fix it?
Police chief is necessarily the, you know, the most important part of this. I think it's,
well,
it's
leadership
more, right.
Up and down. It's just changing, period, everything. More women police officers. More women running businesses. More women in charge.
But the interesting thing about this study that was, that's been, it's now being re-evaluated, yeah. Is actually female officers making those day-to-day arrests and responding to these,
yeah,
types,
well,
of calls.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what's really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. It's down at the, every lower level from the top, mm-hmm, on down, there needs to be a wholesale change. I'm reminded of the Amazonian era. And that's legend or reality, when women were in charge, and the term Amazon, referring to big, strong women who are around today, comes obviously from that era. Is that what we need? What we have now sure as heck isn't working. I'm open to any suggestions. You don't have to agree with me, but there needs to be a lot of changes here.
Yeah, well, I think an interesting aspect of this, and talking about Hillary Clinton earlier, whether you like her or not, I think one of the biggest criticisms that people have had is, oh, can she efficiently run things because she's a woman, or is she going to have PMS, or is she going to have menopause?
That's stupid.
And I think it is stupid, and I think...
But we hear it a lot as well.
Yeah, it's something that you hear a lot, and it's not
from
a valid...
From insecure men.
Yeah, it's not a valid
mostly.
Criticism, but I think the interesting thing is that women do think slightly differently than men on things, and so whether or not you want women to be in charge of everything, I do think that... Bringing people in who have a different perspective is always going to have a good, you know, like I think of the movie 12 Angry Men and how you have a bunch of people with the same perspective in the same room coming up with the same answer
same
and not
thing.
Even willing to think of a different option.
Yeah.
And then you have someone come in who has a different perspective. And in that movie, it's still a man. But if you bring in people with different perspectives, you're going to get change. And I think that's what we need right now.
Yep. 888-302-3684. The continuing conversation, Twitter at Good Day Show. I'll have Kara, I'll ask her to please, as new information comes in, we'll share it. What are some of your ideas? All right, I have an idea. This is about money. This is about investing. This is about getting 8% guaranteed. I know I have your attention now. When I put 8% per annum and the word guaranteed with it, 8% return guaranteed. What are you getting out of your savings account at the moment? What are you getting out of your CDs at the moment? What are you getting out of your money market account right now? All right. So I think I've given you a pretty good overview. Not very appealing, eh? So may I expose you to an alternative? which most people don't know about, although more and more people are talking about this since I started talking about it about a month ago, real estate income funds, specifically commercial real estate income funds that allow you to earn a secured 8% yield, where you can receive monthly checks or reinvest the distribution back to the fund to compound your return. You can find out more by going to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com and watch a five-minute video. See if it's the right thing for you. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Certainly it's silly not to spend a few minutes and look at the video at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Or you can call them for some more detailed information, 888-444-2102. So you go to either commercialrealestateincomefunds.com to find out about the 8% yield guaranteed, or you can call 888-444-2102. These funds are lent to commercial real estate developers who use them, the funds to renovate commercial properties or build new ones. Very solid. Real estate and retail go together sort of like love and marriage, if you know what I mean. This is something you're going to love if you decide to marry into it. You can get out in 18 months. You can get out in 10 years. You can do whatever you want. But this is something worth only a look. Take a look and go from there. Again, the website is commercialrealestateincomefunds.com or call 888-444-2102.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This two-time All-Star was a hard-throwing reliever. He was known as one of the nasty boys who helped lead the Cincinnati Reds to a World Series title in 1990.
And the 1990 World Championship belongs to the Cincinnati Reds.
So where is Rob Dibble now? Rob's had a colorful broadcasting career. He was fired by ESPN and also from the Washington Nationals for making controversial comments about pitcher Steven Strasburg. But in 2011, Rob signed on with a radio show out of Chicago. We saw a little too much of Rob in 2001 when he bet against Ichiro Suzuki to win the batting title.
And I said that if he wins the batting title, I'll run around Times Square naked.
He wore a thong so he wouldn't get arrested. How thoughtful. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you find your big idea? Serial entrepreneur William Dooner says, find your purple tree.
Picture yourself in a lush green forest. Suddenly, you see a tree someone painted purple. You just can't stop thinking about it.
For example, in the early days of the interstate highway system, Dooner saw vacant land next to gas stations. It was ugly, smelly, littered with junk, no landscaping.
People would stop for gas, but there was no place to eat. Dooner started a restaurant chain on that unwanted land. He later sold it for $10 million.
Most people view purple trees negatively. Now you know there are opportunities in disguise. Find yours and you'll be a big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.